In order to better understand my story, I will briefly explain my mindset as I searched for answers for what I believed at that time. My earliest experience hearing about God was as a child in nativity plays, or watching old films with my grandparents, such as The Ten Commandments or The Greatest Story Ever Told. There is a film called Ben-Hur I remember more so, because the scene where Jesus is shown carrying the cross whilst being whipped by the Romans and mocked by the crowd upset me so much. Even though, being so young, I didn't fully understand the story behind it and what greater sacrifice he made. As I grew up and my teenage years passed into adulthood, I lived life with a carefree, live for the day attitude, wishing away my weekdays and living for the weekend. For as far back as I can remember, I've always believed that there was something else at the end of this journey called life. But being young and carefree, I didn't give much thought about this feeling. I was too busy enjoying life and chasing after everything the world had to offer. For a long time, I didn't have a good impression of the church, partially due to all the bad press it has received, both past and present, coupled with my limited understanding of the faith in general. I had never read the Bible, and so knew nothing about the scripture contained within. I believed in evolution, because I had no other explanation to the creation of life and how life began, and so I never questioned it. As the years of partying went by, there were questions echoing around in the back of my mind, but I couldn't make much sense of it. But as my life continued and as the years passed, the questions inside my head became clearer and more questioning. I started thinking to myself, why are we here? For what purpose? Is there any real meaning to this world? I found myself researching alternative theories and for a while felt content I was on the right track. But in time, my attention drifted off as I couldn't find focus and any real truth in what I had read. Maybe a hint of truth, but only there to lead me down the wrong path. My life continued, and some big changes came my way, which got me thinking and prompted a new direction and focus. I remember thinking one day, of all the books in this world before I die, I need to read the Bible. I need to read the Bible so I can better understand it and the message contained within. So I bought a Bible and started reading from Genesis, which I now understand is not the right place to start. And by the time I was getting towards the end of the book of Job, my attention was starting to fail, as I was lost with other lineage with sons and daughters from previous books, and found I was easily distracted and so stopped reading. At this time, I was aware that my mother and brother, along with his family, attended church, but this was not really mentioned much in conversation, until one day when they started attending a local Baptist church around the corner from my parents' house. And over time I noticed a change in them as they spoke more frequently about the faith, with more conviction and with an inner peace. Then one day, after leaving a family funeral, my brother played a gospel song whilst driving and asked me what I thought. I said it was quite moving and it surprised me as it was nothing like I expected. A week or so later, I heard my mother playing the same song in the kitchen and I asked what it was called and made a note of it. Then one evening, when I was working at the computer, I decided to take a break and played that gospel song on YouTube. I chose the lyrics version of Chainbreaker so I could sing along with it. As I started singing, and with each passing verse, the power of the words became overwhelming. I had tears running down my face. It felt like the Lord was reaching out, holding my heart in his hands and saying, "I am here." I regained my composure and replayed the song again, only for the same thing to happen. When I told my mother about the reaction, she suggested I go to church with them on Sunday and meet with Pastor Richie. When I arrived at church that coming Sunday, I was greeted by Richie and Missy and welcomed into the church. It was nothing like I expected, and afterwards I spoke with Richie about a few things, and he asked if I wanted to know more about salvation, and so he sat me down and explained. At the end, he said, "I can't let you leave without asking you this. So forgive me for asking so soon, but do you want to be saved? I answered that I can't say yes to that question with my current conflicting ideas and beliefs, as I needed to find answers to the questions I have. And so I left with questions in my head, and when I got home, I was searching for answers. I was questioning everything about evolution. I thought to myself, if evolution was true, how can life be created from nothing? If evolution was true, then males and females of all species would have had to evolve at the exact same time. Insects and plants need each other to survive, so that would mean that they also evolved at the exact same time. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Now that may sound like a joke, but it really is a good question if you believe in evolution. And so I researched, looking for answers, and couldn't find any logical truth in the research that I did. I researched atheist beliefs, and then started researching the case for Christ and the truths contained within the Bible, so I could see both sides of the argument. It's then that I realised my current opinion of the Bible and faith was totally one-sided towards evolution, because that is all I knew. Then I started researching the Bible and found that the books contained within are sourced from thousands of documents in different languages of some of the oldest scripture in the world, which has been authenticated by historical scholars from all over the world. I started thinking to myself, why are the stories of Jesus at the core of our society if it wasn't true? Why would we build churches all over the world for places of worship if the Bible wasn't true? Why would we create national holidays to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, to celebrate his death and resurrection, if all that was written about Jesus was an old wives' tale or myth? So I began reading the Bible again, but this time starting in the New Testament, where Pastor Ritchie advised me to read first, beginning with the book of John, then Matthew, Mark and Luke. And as I read each book where Jesus was speaking, the words were so powerful that they reached into my heart and pure emotion came flooding out. I could feel the love in the words of Jesus that was pouring out of each page that I read, and for me the truth became clear. That very next Sunday I came to church and asked to be saved. I have listened to many sermons given by Pastor Ritchie, but it felt like the message was directed solely at me, that Jesus was reaching out to me and filling my cup with his love, direction and promise, to find strength in him and trust in his word. I have read that church attendance is falling in some areas of the world. Now this may be true in churches that have lost their way, or the words of Jesus is not felt in their hearts. But with so many stories from all over the world of people finding faith and accepting Jesus Christ as their saviour, and following his word in the face of extreme persecution, I see the numbers of the faithful increasing. I see the love of Jesus flowing over this world and touching the hearts of people in all walks of life. As for my own experience, about 1 year ago, none of my immediate family were Christians. Now over half of us are Christians, and we have faith that at the right time, all of us will be. Looking back at my life, what is clear to me now is that I have been searching for answers, searching for truth, for a truth that resonates inside me. I have found that truth in the Word of God. We all walk our own path in life, and Jesus is reaching out to us all. If you are searching for truth, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. When Jesus touches your heart as he has mine, you will know you have found him as he has found you. I give praise to the Lord for sending us Pastor Ritchie, Missy and their children. I want to thank them for coming to live in North Wales and for leaving so much behind in order to share their faith with us here at Ebenezer Baptist Church. I would like to finish with a few words from the Bible. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God bless you all.